Did Nikola Tesla discover a way to transmit energy wirelessly across the entire planet, only to see the project shut down before it could be completed? Was it ended because the technology could not be controlled or monetized, or because it challenged the very structure of power itself? Tesla believed the Earth was an electrical system, capable of resonance and transmission. He claimed energy and information could be broadcast through invisible fields, reaching anyone able to receive them. But where did this knowledge come from? During his experiments, Tesla reported detecting strange rhythmic signals that he believed did not originate from Earth. At times, he speculated they may have come from another world. Some suggest these experiences shaped his ideas, raising the possibility that Tesla was not just observing energy, but receiving information. These questions lead us into Forbidden Technologies, a Gaia original series that investigates what may have been lost, hidden, or deliberately left unfinished. At the center of it all stood one experiment, a tower designed to transmit power, communication, and connection on a global scale.
Beyond power generation, Tesla also envisioned Wardenclyffe Tower as a revolutionary hub for wireless communication, enabling anyone to transmit messages, voice, and images worldwide by tapping into the Earth's natural resonant frequencies.
If Tesla was able to continue his work on Wardenclyffe Tower, as the society implemented this and accepted the transmission of energy and power and electrical signals, telegraph signals, we would have had a revolution that only happened 100 years later.
If Tesla's ideas had come to fruition and he had been giving full funding, I don't think we'd be using gasoline in our cars. I think everything would be electric, but powered by satellites or beaming the electricity directly to the cars independently. So we wouldn't need wires, we wouldn't need gas and shovels of coal. We'd be living more like Star Trek or the Jetsons. It would be that much closer to an advanced society, away from coal, nuclear, and the cords that we have to eventually cut.
Think about what Tesla took away from the Niagara Falls project. He realized that the immense power of water could be harnessed. And that caused him to look at the world in a different way than other inventors. And it prompted him to have this visionary idea of free, wireless electricity on a global basis. And you can't even begin to imagine or comprehend how different our world would be had his vision been actually implemented. We would have no wires anywhere. Potentially, no wires means no wars, too, because suddenly we're in this egalitarian society where everybody has access to the same thing. And you can be out in the most remote area and put a light bulb in the ground in Tesla's scheme and get electricity and get power. I mean, this is so revolutionary, but so seemingly natural, too. It's like this is the way it should be.
His belief was that if he could pump the right amount of energy into this field, that people anywhere would be able to pick up that energy and tap into it for their own use. Well, this is what was demonstrated in his laboratory experiments 1899 and 1900 in Colorado Springs. He embarked on a journey to bring this technology commercially available to the people of the Earth. Everyone would have the ability to tap into this field of energy. It was called broadcast energy. And a way to think about this is just the way we broadcast television signals into the atmosphere. He believed that he could charge the atmosphere with a potential that could be realized by individuals that had the antenna to tap into that potential for anything. We could use it for televisions, radios, telephones, electric vehicles.
Tesla's technologies, his inventions, were the fundamental basis for a renewable world, a clean world, a green world, where everyone had the same ability to access this energy and this power. Well, today, over 60% of the world population has a cell phone, but we still have 50% of the world's population that doesn't have a toilet or running water. So think about this in the context of a Tesla, that world that I just described would not exist. Instead, it would be a world where people have access to clean, renewable energy. And there would be an ability then to provide basic sanitation and other services for people because our energy needs are completely solved.
Unfortunately, Nikola Tesla's Wardenclyffe project was never completed. His primary backer, John Pierpont Morgan, an investment banker who shaped Wall Street's corporate finance during this era, held a starkly different vision for the project's outcome.
Tesla was financed by bankers, and one of the key bankers is J.P. Morgan. And, of course, J.P. Morgan wanted to be compensated for this technology, and he was happy to finance Tesla in the building of the Wardenclyffe Tower. And while it was under construction, J.P. Morgan asked the question.
It's about money, Tesla. What good is electricity if we can't make money?
My alternating current system will provide energy to everyone efficiently over vast distances.
Tesla said, that's the idea. They don't. It's free energy.
Free energy for everyone.
We're broadcasting this so the people of the world can have the power, because when people have power, that frees them. J.P. Morgan was not fond of that idea.
A grand plan, Tesla, free energy for everyone. But again, if I don't see a profit, what's the point?
And he says, if we can't make money, we're going to shut this project down. And that's precisely what happened.
And famously, J.P. Morgan said, if I can't put a meter on it, it's not coming out. Now, that was 105 years ago. So the money people and the oligarchs do not want this out because it disrupts their business model and their almighty dollar. It has nothing to do with what's feasible scientifically. That's a myth.
Tesla had this motive to make this available, like open source, if you will, for everybody in the world. And that was not compatible with investors that would invest the kind of money that he needed to set up the laboratory and do the technological work that he had to do. The economic world consciously turned their back on him, and they actively engaged in shutting off the entire supply of any funding for him. I have no doubt at all that they did that in a coordinated way with J.P. Morgan, the Morgan Guarantee Trust, the Rockefeller Bank. Absolutely, they did that.
J.P. Morgan was one of the strongest society influencers because of the financial ability he had to even save the United States from the Depression. So his financial clout was severe, I would say. To that point, he even had the authority to call up textbook companies, publishers, there were only three of them at that time, and say, don't put Tesla's name in any of your books. And they did. They left him out. So for 100 years, he was not even known to be a researcher in electricity.
Some argue that the suppression of Tesla's ideas persists even to this day.
Nikola Tesla's methods really have been abandoned. People use his technologies, but they haven't really furthered his research because it's forbidden. People are prevented from learning about the particulars of how to extract the cosmic energy from all around us, from around the planet, turning the Earth itself into a power source, as Nikola Tesla implied. We can only speculate on who is suppressing the information about Nikola Tesla and how to power our world using these exotic means. But the fact that it is being suppressed can't be denied.
Some also suggest that key aspects of Tesla's innovative work were suppressed due to national security concerns.
Nikola Tesla's impact on the world is probably less than one-tenth of what it should have been. There's this entire secret realm of technology that has been sequestered by the United States government. And they, of course, have taken his documents. They've seized those and took them upon his death and have kept them secret. He's the poster child, I think, of this entire issue of the suppression of creative cutting-edge technology.
Still, others contend that Tesla's suppression runs far deeper, requiring a historical context to fully understand.
There was a tremendous scientific revolution that was sweeping the Earth in late 1800s, early 1900s, but it wasn't happening in a vacuum, because at the same time the scientific revolution was unfolding, there was a spiritual revolution as well. And the question is simply this: is there a field of energy that underlies all of existence? Because if that field exists, the implications from a spiritual perspective about how we're connected is even more profound. So it's probably no surprise that there were innovations in the scientific world that were derived from the spiritual belief of this field of energy existing that were never accepted in the scientific community.
Whether Nikola Tesla believed Earth's energy field also connected humans spiritually, we may never know. In the end, Wardenclyffe Tower was demolished for scrap to settle Tesla's debts. Today, researchers recognize Nikola Tesla's enduring legacy in his groundbreaking inventions and the brilliance of his visionary mind. In fact, some suggest he possessed an extraordinary ability to create highly vivid and detailed mental imagery, a condition known as hyperphantasia, by which Tesla could pre-visualize every component of every device prior to building it.
Hyperphantasia is like being able to have a 3D CAD design program in your own head. You can close your eyes, and in your mind's eye, you can see something, tilt it, twirl it, zoom in, and build things in your head. And everything that he built worked 100% of the time.
One of the most fascinating stories about Tesla is his claim that he could create 3D working models of his inventions in his mind. I mean, that's a phenomenal technique. People use it today for visualization. It's great inspiration, but it's so entirely different from what other people were doing that you just wonder, where did this come from?
Some believe the answer may have been found in Tesla's hotel room after he died in 1943 at the age of 86.
The documents that recorded his inventions and many of his ideas were taken from his apartment in New York City. And one of the things that I learned from that was that he would go to sleep at night with a blank pad and paper next to his bedstand. And he would wake up in the morning, and on that paper would be the diagrams for inventions. It would be the formulas for mathematical relationships. And the question was always, did they come from him? Did he do the equivalent of sleepwalking, except it would be sleep writing? Or was there another force, another entity that came to him during his sleep state?
If Tesla was able to glimpse possibilities that society could not yet accept, what other ideas might still exist beyond the limits of our current systems? How many breakthroughs depend not on whether they are possible, but on whether the world is willing to receive them? If you would like to see more from Gaia's Forbidden Technologies series, follow the links in the description or visit our Gaia portal at gaia.com/fifthkind.